Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The world is a vampire. Santa Jane.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket.
Broken that couch.
It's a nice little victory throwback Thursday. Heat back in action tomorrow. They're not practicing today. Obviously a little bit banged up. Justice is still out. Tyler's out. So you got to rest them boys up. We got a road trip coming up this weekend. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 4 minutes. Song is your clue. I was singing it during the break in my singing voice. As Leroy's determined, all my singing sounds the same.
Yep.
I tend to disagree.
Right.
I have some video, Leroy. As you, as a professional athlete, I would like you to judge. This is Antonio Brown. He posted some video yesterday of himself boxing. He is at Punch Elite Fitness down here in Wynwood. Shout out to our boys, Ricardo Diaz and the guys over there at Punch Elite. I love those guys. They're good dudes. He is working in the gym, hitting some mitts. He's allegedly going to be fighting Logan Paul. And so it looks like he's putting in some work, and obviously it's good to see him
look stiff,
getting his energy out instead of throwing a bag of gummy bleeps at his baby mama. What do you think of his work here, Leroy?
Stiff. Oh yeah,
I'm a little surprised he's that stiff too.
Right.
I thought he'd be quicker. Big back though. He looks like he gets some power shots going if he gets that weight right, like the weight into his shots. Him versus Logan Paul. Logan Paul's got Shannon Briggs as his trainer, though. I mean, like, that's a pro's pro. You know Shannon's going to have
Is Shannon going to have him right?
Right. I mean, the guy that he fought another YouTuber when he fought him. And the thing with Logan Paul is he lost the fight, but he really didn't. He got screwed by an official, is what happened. The referee took 2 points from him for hitting after knocking the guy down. But the guy's not a professional boxer, and the guy was on the way down. Like, it wasn't like he hammer fisted him or soccer punted him. It was an egregious penalty.
All right.
So I don't know, but it looks like Antonio Brown and Logan Paul could be coming to a ring near you.
Hey, he's slow.
I'm kind of surprised.
Usually receivers, offensive linemen, quick hands.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have that. And he looks stiff. Like, it doesn't look athletic. You would think, if anything, he could revert to just being athletic.
Right.
And it doesn't look – it looks like somebody trying to do something athletic.
Well, if he's out there, if he's throwing combinations for the first time, sometimes that stuff can mess with your head and your speed, too. Like, if he's – you know, maybe it's – I don't know how often he boxes. So if he's, like, getting told one, two, three, this, like, he may be – just going slow because it doesn't catch up.
No, that's quite possible.
So there could be that. But Antonio Brown looks like he is getting ready for a fight. Now, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 here with the Super $1,000 Ticket Giveaway. Your word this hour, Leroy, Cage.
Is that the name of that group?
No, that's Smashing Pumpkins, but it's – well, what is the name of the song?
Rat in a Cage.
Yeah, Rat in a Cage. It's down on my rim, dude, Rat in a Cage. Cage. C-A-G-E.
Ooh.
Cage. Text that to 72881 and you're registered.
Like Luke.
Hey.
Or Nick.
Should we review the words to this song?
Yeah, we probably should. Because we gotta sing Loser. Beck's Loser later on in the show today. Not later on in the show. After the show today. After our power meeting where we're going to talk about Super Bowl stuff.
Dude.
And then...
Come on, man.
And then
sorry, big game stuff.
Well, no, I think we're cool. I don't think they own it.
We're not using it for advertising or anything like that. Promotional. It's Radio Row.
So yeah, we have that. So anyway, text Cage to 72881. You're registered. Your next chance to win will be at the top of next hour. And it's brought to you by Anna John Levine, Axton Attorneys. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Seems like Popovich was put in a cage last night because the Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 106-100, covering the spread by half a point, I might add. But Tyler Herro did not play. He had a knee bruise that he suffered in practice the day before. That's why you see Kelly Olynyk. That's why, if anyone was wondering why he was on your screen. But the story of the game, Bam, if you're wondering how he did in his revenge game, 14 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists.
Almost a triple-double.
But the Kendrick Nunn, that's your boy.
Yeah,
33
he was awesome.
Points.
He really was awesome. He could have missed last night. It was a great performance by him. Good to see, too. And Spo said after the game, he's like, you could see it coming. You know, we could see Kendrick Nunn starting to go. The coaches behind the scenes were really liking the way he was looking. So, obviously, that came to fruition. And I know that you made the point, Leroy, that this is the most basketball that these guys are playing, especially this importance.
Especially this time of year. They're getting ready for March Madness or the tournaments and stuff like that. But it's more stretched out.
Yeah.
You don't play 3 games in 4 nights. You don't do that back-to-back.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a little bit of a wear on Duncan Robinson, too, because he's not hitting his usual. Like, when I saw Duncan Robinson not hitting everything from 3 at home, I was like, oh, he's just in one of them, those tired funks. And he's got such a pretty stroke, you could just tell right away.
And keep in mind, up until this point, he hasn't really been required to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
He exerts a lot of energy on the defensive end.
Yeah, and he fouls a lot.
That's why.
He fouls a lot.
That's the first sign of not being able to keep up with your guy. You foul.
Yep. What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, you're going to like this, Tobin.
Okay.
Kyrie Irving. He says the Nets' needs are glaring after their loss to the Sixers.
You want to tell me something? Shut up, Kyrie. I'm like, dude. You just came back, all right? You just came back. Your team was doing fine. They were fine, all right? They just beat the Heat, all right? And you come back, you lose a couple games. Like, you ever just take a long glare in that mirror, Kyrie Irving, and wonder, why everybody's so much better without me? Or does that never happen? And then he's like, we knew what we signed up for and our needs are glaring. Yeah, well, that's going to happen when you have $40 million on the bench because Kevin Durant's Achilles doesn't work. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You signed up for that, and them's the breaks. And I'm sure you'll look a lot better next year when you have, you know, Kevin Durant back. I mean, we don't know quite what he'll look like next year coming off an Achilles injury. It's a big-ass body that has to be trudging up and down that court. But, man, I would be everybody got to be so rubbed such the wrong way by him all the time. Couple of fake whales doing some belly aching yesterday, I got to tell you.
It won't matter. We'll see when Durant gets back.
Yeah, we will.
Because that's like, two surly old men.
Yeah, it's just like, we need your glaring. It's like, bro, you really 3 games in, we're already complaining about this. You just got back. Like, if I was Spencer Dinwiddie, I'd be like, come on, man, really? Shut up. Just shut up.
Wait, look, have we not learned from watching the Hurricanes? People don't shut up.
But he's always like waxing poetic on stuff. He's like, our needs are glaring and we are
again
incomplete and stuff. Like, all right,
again,
man.
Again.
All right.
I give you exhibit A, Manny.
And he's like, look, Kyrie Irving's really fun to watch. He's fun. He does the cool dribbles and whatnot. But, you know, how many examples do we need of places he leaves, team gets better, goes on a team, they get worse. So, what does Kyrie Irving need to be excellent? Oh, he needs one of the best basketball players in the league to be by his side. So, when he has Kevin Durant or LeBron James, yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. But to a guy who thinks that he uplifts people or he's among in that class, no.
And other fake whale news.
Oh, my God. This guy, Leroy.
What? Bradley Beal.
Go ahead.
He thinks the Wizards need a culture change after they lost to the Bulls.
Hey, guess what?
Had your chance.
you blew it, Bradley. You blew it. Because you want to know what your culture change would have been? Miami. But reap what you sow. You decided to sign that big fat extension. You wouldn't be traded this year. You wanted to be the guy. You told Woj that, you know, kind of nice being the guy in the franchise who has a little bit of power. Well, giveth, taketh. You want power or you want to win? Can't have it both ways. Because again, you have $40 million sitting on the bench with a torn Achilles. So you knew what you were signing up for. You wanted to be the guy so bad. Culture change. Well, you had that chance. You knew, hey. You knew what those conversations with Dwayne Wade. You knew what was waiting for you. We were waiting here with open arms. And what did you do? You Judas'd us. Right in the back. You went right behind the back. You said, nope, I can't wait. I need my money. I don't want to be traded.
Never blame a man for taking the money.
He would have had his money.
No.
He could have had.
Not that money.
Nope. You know what? You can have your money. But you want to know something? I don't want to hear bitching during the season about, oh, I'm tired of losing. But you're on the Wizards. You are on the Wizards. They stink. They have $40 million that's injured on the bench. What'd you think was going to happen? Did you think because you signed a massive, massive deal that the winning was going to follow with it? Nah. That's not how it works. And stop throwing the word culture around. That's not your word. There's no such thing as Wizards culture. All right? It's the same franchise where they had guys gunfighting in the locker room. What are we talking about here? All right? It's nonsense. We need a different culture. You don't have culture. You're the Wizards. All right? Most famous thing about you is MJ came back and everybody marveled at that for a little bit. That's it. Leroy, that's it. So, enjoy. Hey, I'm glad you're rich. I'm glad you got a big fat contract. But you blew your opportunity. Our eyes are set on the sea, Leroy, at a different orca. All right? A Greek orca.
Well.
A Grorca.
Let's be clear. With you, that could change tomorrow.
Nope.
Somebody could say something. Nope. And we come in here and he's like,
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Nope.
Let's go through the names. You wanted Bradley Beal so bad that you were willing to take on $40 million John Wall.
We just threw it around out there. We're just throwing it out there.
You wanted to trade Gogi.
No. For Kawhi.
And... you said we dodged a bullet, only to end up with the bullet we dodged.
Yeah, but at the right time. So technically, at that time, we dodged the bullet, but it was the right time to dodge that bullet. And now I got hit in the heart with love.
Tell me. When can you ever dodge a bullet?
Hmm?
When can you ever dodge a bullet?
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Matrix,
you can't.
Matrix
can't.
Style.
I would love to see you doing Matrix. No chance. Are you serious?
I don't want Bradley Beal. You had your chance.
Need to happen.
You had your chance.
You need to wear the black suit and do the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And Biff needs to do spin class.
What are you just doling out punishments today?
No.
And Dina Langer.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm all for people at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go into a gym and there's trainers there, don't you feel better when the trainer's in shape?
I like a thick trainer. I like a trainer that's not too defined but looks strong.
Okay,
here's why. That means that they're not spending all their time worrying about themselves. Like, they look like they can handle themselves a little bit, but they're also working on plans. That's what I like.
Ooh.
That's what I like. I don't like if it's a completely ripped trainer. This guy's going to have unrealistic expectations, like Barry Bonds being a hitting coach. It's not going to work out. So I need a guy who likes to go to the gym, doesn't worry everything. A normal guy.
Okay.
You know?
But not...
like, it would be Biff, but I would like it if his shorts were a little bit longer.
I mean, no, he can't. He can't work me out.
No?
Not eating a box of Munchkins.
Can I hear from this whiner, Bradley Beal, who reality has just dawned upon him that life with the Wizards sucks?
Just got to figure out a way to get it done, honestly. So, I really don't know. Just gotta get it done.
Why do you think this loss is hitting you a little bit more?
They all do. I don't like losing, I'm sorry.
Do you feel
especially
like
winnable games?
Do you feel like it builds up over the course of the year?
You know, we're hoping for this. I mean, nobody, I don't like losing, so this is going to keep boiling up for me. So. Until we start winning and changing our culture, then.
What's the change with the culture?
Winning games. They've got winning attitude, winning habits, and they don't have them.
Winning habits.
I don't have to tell you, Brad. Listen, I'm just going to sit back here. I'm going to lay in my two seed. And you enjoy Washington, you know? I hear it's lovely this time of year. Cherry blossoms and whatnot.
What?
Yeah, cherry blossoms.
I thought that was a drink.
I think it is a drink, too.
No, that's not... Cherry blossom is only a drink.
Nah, man. What about the trees?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
Is this going to be like the clutch and the pearls? Am I just exposing you to life? I'm just sitting back here, Bradley. Hey!
Cherry, ooh.
Hey, Bradley Beal.
Hey.
What?
Check this out.
What, man?
You're wrong, right?
Where are the cherries?
You're an idiot. It's a flower. It's a flower tree.
That's what I'm like.
You're a jackass.
I'm like, wait. I'm like, wow. When did it get dark?
Are you? Hey, did you dive into the Dion gummy bears this morning?
No.
Not the Crowder gummy bears.
I didn't know. When you said cherry, I was thinking cherries.
Anyway,
hold
we're
on,
back
now
after
I
this.
Look for a cherry tree.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Robbie's got it going today.
Is that your
man.
Go-to move? Just the one hand?
Just the one. I do, you know, some people raise the roof with two hands. I just do one.
Right. Is one on
I think that's,
enough?
Isn't that resetting the play clock?
Man, we're having fun today. Yesterday, obviously, it was a good day. We put Pop on skates, which was great. Not bad. He's a pretty good cornerback. Good backing up, but we stutter-stepped him a little bit. We got him. Bam got him. Can we get Bam out of bio after the game, Robbie, yesterday? He was asked about the Greg Popovich deal and, you know, if this game had a little extra oomph to him, if there was a little revenge coming. And he also reacted to Greg Popovich saying that he is a different player than he was at Team USA.
Nah, I'm just glad we got the win. You know, I feel like one game doesn't decide how I turn it off. I gotta have it on all the time.
He said you're different. Do you feel like you're a different player than you were in that, you know, during that week in Las Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I built more habits, and you know, it's really helping this team right now. So yeah, I think I'm different now than I was in back in what June, August.
All right. I felt like there was more bubbling there under with Bam, but I think he's letting sleeping dogs lie. Leroy, that's how you know you have a leader. Pro's pro, not like these crybabies like Kyrie Irving who have to let all their emotions spill out at every turn and let everybody in the locker room know, hey, you guys ain't good enough to play with me, because you know Bam is a leader and he goes and lets people know, he goes, let me think about this. I have Greg Popovich. We have a road game in San Antonio in 2 days. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of knowing that he got under my skin, or I'm not going to let him come out and say that I was a different player and let that get to me. I'm going to play it cool, let this ride, and then I'll dance on his grave come Sunday. That's what a leader does. You harvest the petty, and then you wait on the right time to strike.
You don't do that!
Hmm?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yesterday was also this bummed me out yesterday.
They don't call you Peacock Pirate for nothing.
I don't even know what that means, man. Where does this Peacock Pirate even start? Where does it end? I don't even know what that means.
It's you. Whatever. Who are you?
What does that mean? What am I?
Yeah.
I'm many things.
Peacock Pirate.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Yesterday was a good day for journalism. You know, we shook up the world yesterday is what we did.
Goodness.
We shook up the world yesterday. We shook up the world yesterday with Greg Popovich, you know, having to bow down in meekly to Bam.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
It is. It's true what they say. You know, I understand why people like this whole journalism, but we're talking to journalists. Ira Winderman's going to join us in about 40 minutes. Another journalist yesterday, Chad Ochocinco was at the Conor McGregor Donald Cerrone press conference on behalf of Bleacher Report and wanted to ask the hard-hitting questions.
You got a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
Ochocinco here on behalf of Bleacher Report. Hey, this question's for Conor. This is my first UFC presser.
Excellent.
Saturday will be my first UFC match.
Excellent.
I'm not a gambling man, but if there was an event where I would bet the house, it would be this Saturday. I want to know before I bet this money, how confident are you in Saturday's fight?
Welcome to the best show on earth, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. We're honored to have you, sir. I'm extremely confident, if you can't tell. I'm coming in with full preparation, full commitment, and full confidence in my striking abilities and my shots. And who knows, maybe a submission, but I'm going to be going for the knockout.
There you go. Good to see you, baby.
You too, bud. Thank you.
Chad Ochocinco just living his best life, going around, asking questions at press conferences. Good for him, man. Good for him.
I like that the times have changed. You're allowed to ask as a journalist why you should bet on somebody.
Oh, just like, in that sport.
No, they do it
in that sport.
I like it too. I think you should be freely asking. Who should I bet on this week? Tannehill?
Oh, so last night you think you should have asked Pop. Hey, Pop, you guys going to cover?
Maybe I should.
I should have asked him that.
RTD here from 790 The Ticket. Hey, what do you think about your first half? How do you think the energy is going to come out? 3 days in Miami. You feel a little slothy in this first half? Should I go under?
Hey, where did you guys go eat last night?
Yeah.
Prime?
Oh, yeah, of course he was at Prime. What are you talking about?
Were you at Morton's with Jim Ross?
Would you guys like a good old quarterback power ranking here, boys?
Yes.
This is a quarterback power ranking courtesy of CBS Sports. The power ranking, the ranking of the four remaining quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs.
Can I guess? I haven't seen this.
Yeah, you can. I mean,
go four to one.
You want me to guess? You just want me to
four to one. Number four.
All right.
Is gonna be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Number four is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Whoa.
Number three. Aaron Rodgers.
No way.
Number three on this list, Aaron Rodgers.
No way!
Number yep. two.
Number two on the
is
list.
Is Ryan Tannehill.
Number two on the list, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my.
What?
I'm kidding. It's Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill, number one's right. Look, I haven't seen this list. I'm telling you.
Tannehill better than than Rodgers?
Wait. See?
I know Tannehill's leading the league in
passer rating. What was the question?
Would you like to have
What was the question?
Best four quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs.
Right. Not best accomplishments. Best quarterbacks this year in the playoffs. Tannehill has the highest quarterback rating in the league.
This is what it said. For Aaron Rodgers, number three.
Off year.
It says, Rodgers moves ahead of Garoppolo because of how he performed in the Packers' win over the Seahawks. Against a bad Seahawks defense, Rodgers submitted his best outing in over a month with 243 yards, 9 yards per attempt, with 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 113.7 passer rating. On passes of 15-plus yards downfield, he went 4-for-4, 2 touchdowns. After a disappointing regular season, he looked more like the vintage Rodgers. But it's worth noting just how pedestrian Rodgers' regular season was. One game can't erase what happened over the course of 17 weeks. From September through December, Rodgers compiled yet another impressive touchdown-interception ratio. He's a very risk-averse quarterback, but was unimpressive from an efficiency and advanced metric standpoint. So that is where they have him.
But see, my problem, here's my problem with fans, right? With all that statistical information, bro, I'm rolling with Aaron Rodgers. I'm rolling with Tom Brady. Tom Brady was okay this year. He wasn't really, he couldn't get the ball down the field. Same thing with Drew Brees.
Here's the reason they have picked Tannehill above Aaron Rodgers, according to CBS Sports. This is their list.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill. Seeing Tannehill ranked this high will surely inspire a few responses. Tannehill over Rodgers? Really? But he only threw for 160 yards and completed 15 passes over two playoff games. Or it's Derrick Henry carrying the Titans. That's not necessarily incorrect. If you would have said this before the season that Tannehill is better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers, I would have called you crazy. But Tannehill has been better than Rodgers this season, and it wasn't particularly close. They compare now Tannehill completion percentage 70.3% to Rodgers 62%. Yards per attempt, Tannehill 9.6, Rodgers 7.0. Touchdown percentage 7.7 to Rodgers 4.6. Interception percentage 2.1 to Rodgers 0.7. Rating, Tannehill 117.5. to Rodgers 95.4. He led the league in completion percentage above expectation by a significant margin. He was a top five in DVOA. I don't know what that stands for. And total QBR, only two quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and Matthew Stafford, averaged more air yards per attempt than Tannehill. Meanwhile, 19.6% of his passes were thrown into tight windows, which is the sixth highest rate. In other words, the degree of difficulty wasn't low. Tannehill threw balls downfield frequently with well-covered receivers and still completed 70.3% of his passes, Leroy.
Okay.
So that's that.
Okay.
That's the power ranking. Robbie?
And
how do you like this power ranking?
If you're unbiased, right, that's the pretty much the power ranking you would come up with, because I never saw the list and I just came up with that list right off the top of my head.
You okay?
These gummies, bro.
Yeah. He's over there. I'm all hopped up on gummies, Chip.
We've rated Hockman and Crowder's gummy bears, and it's been a slaughter.
Chip, I'm all jacked up on my gummies.
But I would say I was baffled that Ryan Tannehill was two ahead of Aaron Rodgers, and even given still, like, if you're just doing the playoffs, like, Ryan Tannehill had some nice moments, but he hasn't thrown for 100 yards in either of the two games. Mm-hmm. They just saw that alone. I thought Rodgers would have been too.
But what if it's just a simple fact of the reason why Aaron Rodgers has, I won't say better numbers, but I would just say more numbers, is because they throw it more. End of discussion. That's it. That's the only reason why.
Fair.
I mean, you look at, oh, he threw for a lot of yards, but some of these guys throw him 50 and 60 passes. That, okay. That's no good.
And he also has one less playoff game to deal with. Ryan Tannehill having to win two playoff games, Aaron Rodgers having to win one.
And Ryan Tannehill does not have, was Devontae Adams.
He's A.J. Brown has had a very solid season for him so far.
He's no Devontae Adams. Yeah,
he's not Devontae Adams, I know that.
Come on. Yeah, what are you doing?
He doesn't have Devontae Adams, but he's got the ultimate compliment behind him.
But that's why he's not throwing it.
That is a hoss.
Okay,
him.
But that's why he's not throwing it. And if Aaron Rodgers had him, he'd be doing the same thing.
Probably.
Right.
I mean, they've been running it more this year.
They have to, because that's the only – look, there's proof. There's 100% proof. The only time Aaron Rodgers has been most effective is when they had a running game. So why wouldn't you try to get a running game for the guy? Just saying.
Double a 7.5-point spreads on Sunday. Both teams are favored by – both the 49ers and the Chiefs are favored by 7.5 points on Sunday.
I take the 49ers in Tennessee.
But, like, nobody in their right –
right now.
Yeah, but nobody in their right mind, right? Like, if you could sign Aaron Rodgers or Ryan Tannehill next year to a big fat contract –
you sign in Aaron Rodgers.
You sign in Aaron Rodgers.
Right. No, I'm not – look, like, stop trying to – I hate when you do that.
What?
You tweak the situation.
I'm not tweaking the situation.
So Aaron Rodgers could still be picked.
Let me ask you this.
So let me ask you. Would you take Ryan Tannehill or 42-year-old Tom Brady?
For what?
For what team?
See?
For what?
I'm done.
This is the door.
How about this? For one game, for this week, if I could make the Titans quarterback Aaron Rodgers, would you do it, or would you still ride with Tannehill?
I'd ride with Tannehill.
Wow. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about that.
For one game, Here's why. Because there's a couple of things that when you see the decline of a quarterback, you don't notice, right? And I don't think, I'm not sure I've noticed anything, but he's had his worst year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tannehill's had a really good year. So do you ride the horse or do you just go with Old Faithful and say, you know what? Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl. Is that worth changing it up?
I don't know.
See, use it. I say
I kind of feel like I'd still ride, I still ride with Aaron Rodgers.
You say Aaron Rodgers, okay, but guess what?
Yeah.
Even though he's had his worst year.
Yeah.
Do you know why he's had his worst year?
I mean, he's getting old.
He can't run. He can't move around like he used to.
Yeah, he's been
his arm strength may be down a little bit. He may be banged up because he's old.
But he's the Hail Mary King.
That's a word. Wait.
Nah,
I'm gonna introduce you to a word.
He can Toby Keith it. All right.
I'm gonna introduce you and fans to a word.
Go ahead.
Was.
Nah.
Okay. There's a difference between is and was.
I understand, but here's the thing.
Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Here's the thing.
He was the best quarterback in the league.
I understand. But there are those moments where guys Dwayne Wade wasn't what he was.
Basketball's different.
Nope. Sports is sports. And he can dial it up and he can be as good as he once was as he ever was. That's what Toby Keith said. Remember when Spo said that after a game one time? About Dwayne Wade? Tiger Woods, look at all the struggling. But can he dial it up and win the Masters every now and then? Because he's got greatness in him. I don't know if Tannehill has greatness in him. He's had a great year. And maybe he'll win the Super Bowl. He might be down here riding assless chaps. I don't know. But does he have greatness in him? I don't know. He has fineness in him.
You guys Look, there you go. Shut up, Leroy. He had 26 TDs and four picks. Do you want to say it? Or do you want me to say it?
I'll let you say it.
Blake Bortles had one of those years.
Don't do that.
Did he not?
I mean, he did, but it's
did
not
he not?
Not they weren't 13-3 that year. They were 3-13.
All right,
it's terrible.
Look, you. All right, fine.
Somebody says Aaron Rodgers to the Titans would end with Mike Vrabel cutting off his deal.
You think?
I don't know.
Why don't you give coaches like good coaches have a tendency to go with to play a style of football that.
Yeah, I think he does like. I think Mike Vrabel likes his team.
Right.
But if
Leroy must be on some gummies. Tannehill over Rodgers. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like he can't.
He waltzed right into that.
So
one, Chief.
To the end of time. So right now. So say you take Brady over Tannehill. Like at what point? When do you not?
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's my point.
I don't know about
when,
that.
When is it okay? You were great. You're not great now.
I don't think he's. I don't think. I still feel like Rodgers can dial it up.
No, you can't.
I feel like he's still in the window where he could dial it up.
Old does not play.
He's not to be trifled with. He's not that old yet.
You're doing the Zazzle. You can't fix old.
He's not that old yet. How old is he? 36? That's not that old.
He's older than that.
No, he's not. Aaron Rodgers is 30. He's 36. Just turned 36. He's a spry 36. All right, so he's basically 35.
Okay, let me ask
That's
you a question.
Still dialing
let me
up
ask
mode.
You a question. What do you think the Saints' problem was this year?
I mean, it looked like Drew Brees was 100, but Drew Brees is 41, 42? How old is Drew Brees? He's old as hell, man.
40, 41?
Drew Brees is 41. Just turned 41. Hey, happy birthday, Drew Brees.
He just
turned 41 yesterday.
He's a young 41. No.
But
there is no such thing. It's 41.
No.
He's 41 years old.
40 and 36. That's a vast difference.
Okay, guess what? Right.
Tom Brady.
Remember how great Ben Roethlisberger was? Like,
they said Tom
5 months ago?
They said Tom Brady was washed at 36. They won 3 more Super Bowls.
And his passes got shorter and shorter and short.
That's because
and every got, wait.
That's because
and every
that's
time
it got harder to lift his arm with all those rings on it.
And every time he had to throw the ball deep. Same thing with Drew Brees. You go, ooh, he's old. Am I right?
I mean, listen.
I'm not saying they can't win. I'm not saying they can't win. But what I'm saying is, okay, is that at their age, they are limited. Very limited. They can't throw the ball down the field. Neither one of them. Tom Brady can't. Drew Brees can't. That's what's killed Drew Brees this year.
Yeah, but they're not the Hail Mary Kings.
He was.
We're back after this.
Lay. Sir.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Be a shorter segment. We went long there. But we are going to talk to Ira Windeman in about 15 minutes. We talk to him each and every Thursday. Schedule pending. We talked to Ira, and we will get his thoughts on the Heat win yesterday, Bam's revenge. We should also get his thoughts on Deion Waiters turning into a goat. I think that was interesting. We saw that Tyler here, the baby goat gang, was hanging out with, I don't know what you would call Deion and James Johnson, the hallucination gang, I guess. I don't know. The two of them together.
The gummy gang.
But Deion Waiters, he was walking out of the players' parking lot last night on Instagram with James Johnson, who is just—I mean, his outfits are amazing. They are something. You guys can see it now. It's at Brendan_Tobin on Twitter. If you guys want to see what Deion Waiters, James Johnson, Tyler Hero, and Kendrick Nunn were doing shenanigans wise, but Tyler Hero was wearing a Deion Waiters T-shirt, and that led to Deion Waiters giving some love to the baby goat.
That boy right here, man. This way, when oh, no, I mean, die! Oh, that's baby goat right there.
Makes me so happy.
What's wrong?
Makes me so happy. Just makes me happy. I love Deion Waiters. I love Deion. Maybe Eric thinks that this is some bad chemistry amongst Deion Waiters and his teammates. But just show him this video. You know, don't show him the Instagram when he puts up the peace sign, because who the hell knows what that means. But show him interacting with the young bucks there, the young baby goats, and maybe that'll get him a little bit of run. Maybe Deion can be part of the baby goat gang. No?
Baby gummy bears.
I mean, I don't know.
I'll throw down a lot of those.
I know, man. Robbie. It's a bad thing. Six, right? It's a good point. Why do you bleep out a word if you can't even tell what he's saying?
I know. So people are really on me about this Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah, you really stepped on toes.
No. Understand, I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
I didn't say that. You said that.
These rankings are based on what they have done this year, not what they've done the last two games.
Right. Well, their playoff performances can help them in the rankings.
Right.
But in this person's mind, Aaron Rodgers' one playoff performance against a stinky Seahawks defense does not warrant moving him past Ryan Tannehill.
Even though Ryan Tannehill has been asked to do less.
Yes.
I would agree. Now, that being said, if you're going to use that analogy, Jimmy Garoppolo is like 22-5 since he's been a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't he be number one based on that? Or at least second? That's how you're looking at Ryan Tannehill. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is not better than Ryan Tannehill.
I'm with you, Quinville.
Like, I don't get.
Well, at the start of the playoffs, this was the guy's rankings.
Okay, right? Go.
These are the rankings at the start of the playoffs. Uh-huh. 12, Josh Allen. 11, Carson Wentz. 10, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Tom Brady, 9. Garoppolo, 8. Deshaun Watson, 7. Kirk Cousins, 6. Ryan Tannehill, 5. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So
right. So there's only four left.
Rodgers.
So just based on those rankings,
right?
Ryan Tannehill was five spots higher than Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Based on the season.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Jim. I appreciate it.
So, like, yeah, is it that far off what I'm saying?
I don't know. All I know is
you hear the name. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, got to be the best. Like, no, man.
It's not I don't disagree with the list based on the merits of the list, but what I'm telling you is if I had to win a game this weekend,
oh, okay.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over Ryan Tannehill.
And what I'm telling
can,
what
he can
I'm
dial
telling
it up.
You what I'm whoever put that in your head, I want to kick him in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The whole just nunions, whatever you call them, because it's stupid. It makes no sense.
Yeah, let me hold on. Let me get my phone out here. Let's see. Hold on. You know what that is?
What?
That's Aaron Rodgers dialing it up.
Your call cannot be completed as
dialed. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And you know what that is? He can't dial it up.
Oh, no. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000, get you some quick headlines, and then Ira Windemann will join us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.